What's going on, my friends? This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 133.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey guys, I am thankful that you are tuning in here for another Q&A Flip Empire Show. And guys, I want to dedicate today's episode about on how to convert more appointments into deals. Okay, and you know, the majority of the audience, people that listen into the show here, are obviously, you know, wholesalers, real estate investors. And I think, you know, some of the things I'm going to talk about on this particular show, I'll try to keep it short and sweet, but I want to make sure that it's actionable content that you can use to convert more of these leads that you're spending money on into appointments and appointments into deals so that ultimately you can make more money, right? And have the kind of freedom. Usually I find that that's what people are after. They want to make more money because they want the freedom that they feel the money is going to provide for them. And as we spend more money on marketing, you know, internally here in my business, and as we generate more leads and my acquisitions managers are going out on appointments, I'm really seeing what's working best, you know, what's not working. And so I want to kind of share some things with you here. And these are things that maybe you're doing, but you could do a better job of doing, or maybe these are things that you're just not doing. And so first thing, guys, is the way that we approach things is, I don't want to say it's different than other people, but it's a different school of thought. And so, you know, a year ago or so, we used to try to beat up the seller on the phone as far as price is concerned. Today, we approach it with a totally different mindset. We take price and money off the table when we're talking to sellers, and we just simply try to focus on their motivation. What's their reason for selling, and can we help them? If they're in a distressed situation, whether it's because of the property, whether it's financial, something going on in their life, and there's a variety of reasons that there's distressed sellers out there, and there's people that are motivated to sell their property below market value, that's what you want to focus in on, right? So the first thing I want to just quickly mention is, and I was talking to a client on a consulting call about this, is you got to have the mindset that you're there to help the seller, right? Don't approach meetings and appointments and phone conversations with sellers as a negotiation, as you know, you versus them kind of thing. You're standing shoulder to shoulder with them, and you're trying to see if you can help them. You want to provide a solution. That's your job as a wholesaler, as an investor, as an entrepreneur, right? Is your clients, your customers, they have challenges, they have problems, and you're there to provide a solution, and that's what you get paid for. So that's, I think that's the hat and the perspective that the hat that you want to wear and the perspective that you want to have is, you know, I remember back when I was going on appointments years ago, I would think whenever I thought in terms of dollars, like I want to try to get the lowest price possible so that I can turn around and make a bunch of money. Those are usually the appointments that didn't go that well. But when I approached the appointment, and whenever I'm communicating with a seller, or my acquisitions team is communicating with the seller, it's always from the standpoint of how can we help? Like, you got to listen for what they're really saying. You got to listen for their why, their motivation, what's really going on. And so first thing you want to do, guys, is, you know, preparation breeds confidence. Okay. And I want you to really think about that phrase. Let that settle in for a second. Preparation breeds confidence. What I mean by that is that you got to go into these meetings prepared. Okay. You have to know as much about the property as possible. Right now, you don't want to get stuck in analysis paralysis. Okay. I don't want you spending an hour, you know, pouring through comps. And that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about understanding the seller situation. I'm talking about understanding the, you know, the numbers on the property, what the seller's wanting, what's the property worth, you know, what are the pending sales in the area? Are properties staying on the market a long time in that area, or are they moving quick? That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I'm even talking about using what I call my Facebook stalker technique, which is, you know, when you have a seller's name and email and contact information, look them up on Google. You know, see if you can find some social media profiles, whether it's a Facebook account, Instagram, Snap. I've even seen some sellers on Snapchat these days. Try to find out as much as you can about that seller and their personal life so that when you go into a meeting, you have a way to instantly establish rapport with those people. You know, I remember years ago, this was probably 3-4 years ago, I specifically remember speaking to a seller. This was an older couple, and the guy kind of gave me a hard time on the phone. He wasn't the nicest dude to communicate with, kind of an old, bitter man. And I remember he reluctantly set up the appointment, and for whatever reason, this is around that time I kind of discovered that strategy is, I looked them up on Facebook, and, you know, usually about half the time you'll be able to find somebody. Sometimes you'll find them and they have a, you know, the profile set to private. And so nothing you can do there. But this particular couple had an open public Facebook profile, and 90% of the pictures and content on their Facebook was about motocross, which is like, you know, dirt bikes and motorcycle racing and jumping through hills and all this kind of stuff that I really didn't know anything about. But I just kind of like spent 5 minutes looking through his social media. Everything was about motocross and pictures, and they were traveling to go to these motocross events. And so when I got to that appointment, within like the first 5-10 minutes, I was talking about, like, I forgot how I brought it up, but I brought up motocross, and the seller's state completely changed. Like, the guard went down, and I was able to relate to that person on something that was just obviously close to their heart. It was a passion, a hobby, whatever you want to call it. I ended up getting that deal. Now, maybe I would have gotten that deal if I wouldn't have brought up motocross. I don't know. But what I do know is that that seller was, they were difficult to deal with on the phone. And I was walking into that appointment not really having anything. Had I not looked them up and found them on Facebook, I would have gone in there, you know, having to now rely on other tools to build rapport with them, you know? And so that's one of the things you want to do. And that's just a small example of what I mean by being prepared, and why preparation breeds confidence. I felt going into that appointment that I was going to get the deal. I had that belief I was going to get the deal. I knew not only could I solve the seller's problem, but I was going to be able to relate to that person on a personal level. And, you know, we've all probably heard that saying that people do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And I think that still stands true today. Think about the people that you do business with. Yeah, sometimes it's just black and white. Sometimes you might even do business with people you're not crazy about. But for the most part, it's much easier to make a decision to do business with someone that you like, that understands you. You know, Dan Kennedy, marketing genius, talks about, you know, in marketing, you want to enter the conversation that's happening in your prospect's mind or in your client's mind, your customer's mind. And so when you guys are setting up appointments, first thing I would tell you is try to focus more on the seller situation, not so much on price. And unless, you know, unless you just, you have a serious team, or I should say, unless you have just a ton of leads and your model is to do deals on the phone, if you're going on appointments and you're meeting with sellers, set up appointments, even if the price and the numbers don't make sense, because price is the one variable that can swing drastically once you touch on the pain and you uncover the seller's motivation. So I want you guys to get more aggressive in setting up appointments, getting in front of these sellers versus just, you know, taking the lazier approach of just emailing out offers and kind of going the more blind approach. If there's motivation or distress, I'd like you to set the appointment, get in front of the seller. Next thing you want to do is you want to print out two different sets of comps. You want to print out the comps that you're going to, you know, the actual comps, whether you're using, you know, half mile radius, 6 months back, whatever criteria you use to pull your comps, print those out. And I want you to make sure that you're at the seller's house, not so that you knock on the door, but you want to get your eyes on the property. Now, obviously, you can do that online through Google Street View, and I recommend you do that just to kind of get a feel for the land. But once you get your eyes on the actual property and you're in the neighborhood, you're going to get a better feel for what kind of property it is, what kind of neighborhood it is, Do you see a lot of vacant properties in the area? Are there a lot of for sale signs? You just get a better feeling for the property and for the area. Then with those comps, I want you to drive them. Okay. Actually drive the comparables. And what we do is when we see low comps, we print those out separately. And we even look on the MLS for pictures, right? Sometimes there are lower comps where the property's in pretty decent shape. And when it justifies the kind of offer that we need to make, we'll print those out and share those with the seller. It really helps in justifying our offer. So definitely print out some low comps, print out comps that you can drive, that you can drive before the appointment. And that's, again, another example of why preparation is going to breed confidence. You're going to be walking into these appointments knowing your numbers, knowing the area, knowing the property, knowing the market, what's going on, being able to explain to the seller how you came up with your offer. Hopefully being able to find some information about the seller and being able to, you know, communicate and instantly build rapport with these people. So that's what you want to do heading into the appointment. Next, what you guys want to do is, you know, when you meet with a motivated seller, you want to try to, initially, you want to relieve any type of fear, any type of anxiety that that seller might have, so that you can, you know, just have an open dialogue with that seller. Okay. You know, one of the first things that our acquisitions managers do is we thank the seller for inviting us over, and we just kind of set the groundwork for what's to come. You know, we let them know, you know, listen, if you don't mind, I'd like for you to show us the property. And then after I walk the property, you know, we can crunch some numbers and I can give you an offer. And, you know, if you love the offer, great. You know, we can write it up. We can put it on paper. And if for whatever reason, let them know if the offer doesn't make sense, that's perfectly fine as well. You know, that you're, let them know that you don't buy every single property you see and that, you know, you gave it your best shot. Okay. And that, I think what that does is that's going to relieve some pressure from the seller, because think about it. The seller doesn't really know you that well. Probably you're a stranger to them. They're inviting you into their house, which is a very personal thing. And so naturally, a lot of people are just going to be very reserved in that type of environment. And so you want to initially, or I should say immediately, relieve some of that pressure, relieve some, any fears that they might have, any anxiety. And as they're walking you through the property, try to build connection, like establish a connection with that seller. You know, not only are you talking about the property, but if you see pictures on the wall, they have kids, they have grandkids, bring that stuff up. You know, obviously you want to use your judgment, but figure out a way that you can build rapport with these people, especially if you weren't able to find any type of online or social media presence. As you're walking through the house and as you're talking about it, you know, open up dialogue with that person. Don't be so robotic. Don't just have them walk you through the property. And when, you know, you finally sit down at the table, there's just this weird silence or awkwardness. You know, you want to build a relationship with this person. Treat them like you'd treat a friend or family member. Okay. Now once they finish giving you a tour, you know, ask them if there's a place where you guys can sit down to basically talk through, you know, what you can do from there. And then, you know, one of the things that we've really gotten from John Martinez's training, I've talked about that a lot in the past, is asking problem questions. You know, like an example of a problem question is, why are you thinking about selling this property? Like, what's going on? You know, that's an example of a problem question. You want to follow up with impact questions, you know, asking them, well, depending on what they answer, like how long has that been going on? You know, what has this stress done to you and your family? Like, those are examples of impact questions. And then you want to finalize and finish that up with picture perfect questions. Like, you know, once you got this property sold, where are you going to go? What's that going to look like for you? You know, how would things be different? You want to kind of paint the picture, press the fast forward button and put them in the future so that they can see and hopefully feel what things are going to be like once they get that property sold, especially if they have motivation. At this point, you want to try to uncover any potential roadblocks that are going to stand in the way of them taking action. any relationships, like, for example, one of the questions we ask is, you know, would anybody be upset if you ended up deciding to sell? You know, you obviously, one of the things I should have mentioned at the beginning is you want to look up the property card in the public records and make sure that you're meeting with all the decision makers. You don't want to meet with a husband and not the wife, and vice versa. So, you know, hopefully you've done that when you're sitting in front of them, but try to uncover any deal killers, you know, and try to take price off the table, but ask them what's their biggest concern about getting the property sold, if anything. You know, so try to uncover whether it's competition, you know, are they meeting with other people? And then once you get through that, at that point, you want to go ahead and offer a solution, which is your offer, you know, outline exactly what your offer is going to be. And, you know, talk about present the direct solution to whatever pain or challenge they're having. So, you know, one way you might want to do it is, you know, you mentioned insert pain and then follow it up with your solution. Well, here's how we're going to address that. By the way, my family just got here. You might hear my daughter, Ariana, running in here. And so I apologize in advance if that happens, but you know, you definitely also want to price anchor. You know, you want to tell them, look, you know, properties in this area have typically sold for, and give them a lower range. Set the price anchor, because it's really what that's going to do is it's going to make your offer look better. And there's all price, you know, you can YouTube a bunch of videos on price psychology and all this kind of stuff. But you definitely want to set the price anchor, and then you want to present the offer. You know, what would you say if I offered blank? Right. And just some quick tips, and I'm going to wrap up the show here. It's gone a little longer than I anticipated, but whenever you're going to negotiate, try to go and increase, if you're going to increase your offer, do it in smaller increments and do it in odd numbers, right? Don't jump 5, 10 grand, 20 grand, which is what a lot of people do. You know, they're offering 100 and they jump to 130. Like, do it in smaller stages and make your numbers odd. And whenever possible, if you can negotiate without having to use money, that's best, right? So for example, maybe you or somebody in your team can help them pack up the property, or you can get them, you know, a moving truck that's going to be pretty cheap, or something. Figure out how you can make your offer look better without necessarily having to pay more. Does that make sense? So anyways, let me know what you think about this show. If you guys want to reach out to me and just, you know, talk more about this kind of stuff, if I can help you in any way, couple of different ways you can connect with me. Shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. If you have any questions on this, I want to encourage you go to flipempire.com, click on the Ask Alex link at the top, and shoot me over a question. I'd be happy to feature it on an upcoming show. And guys, you know, tag me on social media. Hopefully you're a part of the Flip Empire Facebook group. If not, just go ahead and on Flip Empire, you can find a banner there. You can click on it and request to join. And let me know what questions you have about this kind of stuff, and what you do at appointments to help convert more of these leads into deals. So yeah, guys, I'll catch you on the next show. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.